The gospel is from Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 to 12. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers and sisters. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Two people have had a profound effect on teaching me about being a priest. Father Jim Dunning trained teams for RCIA, the adult catechumenate, all over the world. He said, "I am proud to be a priest. I am ashamed to be called a cleric." And Father Ed Howley, with whom I worked as a priest for 20 years, said, "I am a minister of God's love, not God's hate. Everyone is welcome in this church." Sadly, since we have become aware of clergy sexual abuse, especially of children, we priests have had to work hard to show that we minister to people and do not demand service of people. In today's Gospel, we have some strong statements of Jesus quoted by Matthew. Now, Matthew's church was made up largely of Jewish people practicing their Jewish faith. They were being kicked out of synagogues, however, because of their devotion to Jesus Christ. This trouble was fomented by the scribes and Pharisees. Matthew had reason to be angry, and so did Jesus. Their religion did not conform to the principles of Jesus. We are desperate for vocations to ministry today. But ministers must be powerfully motivated. Ministers are servants, not masters. Ministers are moved by the suffering of others. Ministers are good Samaritans. Ministers are agents of God's mercy. Ministers imitate Jesus Christ. Father Jim Dunning and Ed Howley were true priests. I am glad I met them. And finally, just a word about the use of language. I had to use language in quoting the gospel today that was very male. Father, he, and so on. Isn't it interesting that in my priesthood, the best ministers have been women who know a great deal about service?